With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. At Israel's request, the UN Security Council will hold an emergency meeting to discuss the hostages being held and starved by Hamas.
The UN session was called after Palestinian armed groups put out videos showing two of the hostages, Ron Breslavsky and Eviatar David, looking weak and emaciated. Their families want immediate action to bring them home. And they've expressed alarm at suggestions the Israeli Prime Minister now wants to reoccupy all of Gaza, including areas where it's believed the hostages are held, a step which could endanger them. Some reports say Israeli military leaders also oppose the plan. It's been denounced by Palestinians.
The BBC's Yolanda Nell reporting from Jerusalem. A Southern California pastor is rallying opposition to a bill in the state assembly which he calls a child trafficker's dream. Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, warns California Assembly Bill 495 would let total strangers remove young children from public schools or daycare centers.
It allows an individual to obtain this new form. They fill it out. The bill does not require a background check. There's no requirement for the school to call you to ask you if it's okay if John John takes your daughter out of school. If this bill passes, I am going to ask you to leave the state of California. You're going to need to pack up and you're going to have to get out. You got to get out. You got to run with your kids. You got to go. It is unbelievable. So much so, don't believe me. Go to realimpact.us.
Tomorrow we'll hear from a public policy expert who warns if AB 495 passes on August 19th, it will open the door to similar laws in legislatures all across the United States, further eroding parental rights. This is SRN News. Religious people are a minority in a growing number of nations.
The vast majority of the global population follows some faith, mostly Christianity and Islam. But religiously unaffiliated people, those who are atheists, agnostics, or adherents of no particular faith, are now the majority in 10 countries. China and North Korea are perhaps the most obvious ones on the list, but the unaffiliated are also a majority now in the Netherlands, New Zealand, the Czech Republic, Uruguay, Japan, Vietnam, Macau, and Hong Kong. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A church in Nigeria's megacity of Lagos has become a community for people who are deaf. The pastor preaches in sign language, and the vibrations of drums signal when to pray or kneel at the Christian Mission for the Deaf Church. An estimated 10 million of Nigeria's 220 million people are deaf or have difficulty hearing. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks slip following a discouraging signal on the U.S. economy. The S&P 500 fell 0.5%, coming off a whipsaw stretch where it followed its worst day since May with its best since May. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.1%, and the NASDAQ Composite fell 0.7%. There was a weaker-than-expected report on activity for U.S. service businesses. But hopes for coming cuts to interest rates by the Federal Reserve, along with a stream of stronger-than-expected profit reports from U.S. companies, help keep the losses in check. The Dow was down 61 points to 44,111. The NASDAQ lost 137 to 20,916. The S&P 500 dropped 30 to 62.99. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.